All right, former Death Row artist Danny Boy Stewart is on the BJ Murphy Show again. We talked with him earlier this summer, and he had released Done Me Wrong. And since then, Danny Boy, tell everybody what has transpired in your career, brother.
We released, as you said, we released Done Me Wrong. And after that, immediately after that, we decided to take another route and release the single that we're working on right now, which is titled This Song. And it's been just playing nationwide amazingly everywhere. And radio stations have been playing it, and it's top 30 right now. And right now, it's being considered for nominations for a Grammy. So I'm really excited.
That is crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So right now on the charts, the song is like number 30 on the Billboard, right?
Yes, sir. Number 30 on the Billboard.
Wow, man, that is incredible, Danny Boy.
Look, I can't tell you. It's like every day I'm waking up to something new, and I really appreciate just this moment and opportunity. You know, especially being in the game or trying to get in the game. You know, more than 20 years later, here it is. We're getting the opportunity to do what I've always wanted to do, and that's same.
But you know that could have happened a long time ago, right?
Wow, you think?
But think about this, because you were signed to Death Row when you were 16, right? If I'm correct, you told me that they never released an album.
Never released an album,
right?
Nope, never released a record. You know, fortunately, I appreciate people remembering me from, you know, working with Death Row. I could never get away from those moments. And, you know, having an opportunity to work with the king of rap, I ain't mad at you can do that. And it's still being remembered today. You know, that's amazing to be able to, even if people don't remember my face, for people to introduce and say, oh, that dude, this song, I ain't mad at you. And then to be at a moment to help me walk in the space and time that I'm in right now. So I'm enjoying every moment of it, appreciate it. And I just hope people get an opportunity to go download the song and hear it for themselves. And I can't wait for the record to come out because that's really what I'm excited about.
So the new album's going to be re-released in February of next year.
Yes.
And it's called Black Heart. Yes, sir.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Black Heart, though. What kind of things can we expect?
Kind of going through a breakup in a relationship. And it wasn't like just sad moments. It was different type of things that was coming up. Like, it was moments I was kind of mad and, you know, in love at the same time. And I know that probably sounds like an oxymoron, but the songs that came from it, you know, a song that I have called I Can't Wait, or, you know, one of my songs is Different, called Different Man. That's one of my favorite songs. It just hits so many elements of love. Like, how do you make it when you're going through a breakup? Or how do you act in the relationship while you're in it? It's just like the book of love, and love ain't all about good moments. Is what I learned. It's not all about good times and stuff like that. Like, when you love something or love someone, you know what I mean? You know, that's when the enemy come in and try to destroy love. That's his job.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hopefully have some songs in it. It ain't all about preacher, man. It's really, as I model myself, the preacher of R&B, it's songs. I keep calling it R&B worship, man. I can't wait for everybody to hear.
Wow. I really like the song. This song is really nice, man. It takes you back to that time when, you know, R&B, they say the R&B is dead, but it looked like
absolutely
it's alive when we
listened
to that song that you released. Now,
thank you, man.
I wanted us to get into longevity, right, in this music business, because you were signed when you were 16 years old. And think about this, man, because this is an amazing story, that you didn't even be signed to Death Row. They didn't release... And they had you bound up in this long-term contract, never released a single for you. And what did it take for you to survive up until this time? We talk about 1996 to now. And now you finally getting your, you know, your flowers for your singing ability. What does it take to survive, man, this business?
I guess how I survived is, you know, you tell people before, you know, my mother had several strokes when she was pregnant with me, and she used to sing. And, you know, from a singing standpoint, I can remember singing in church and my mother smiling so hard on the front row and just smiling as if I was singing at Taj Mahal or, you know, some big theater. It didn't matter what song that I sung. So in my mind, even when I get on the stage, like, that's my way of keeping my mother alive first.
Wow.
So my music is, you know, it's for me. But it's really, you know, and I tell you, it's totally for me because I see her face almost every time. You know what I mean? Losing your mother at the age of 16 and getting an opportunity to do a lot of these things that we're talking about. You know, it was right in the beginning of my career on death row when, you know, my mother passed. So a lot of things that she's seen, even the pain, the strife, and all those things, she didn't get an opportunity to even, you know, see it or walk me through it. So, but I keep her involved in that as far as my music is concerned. Like, until that happened, until that right song get out there, like, you know, that's all my mother ever did was push me to sing.
Yeah.
So I have a job to do when it comes to that. I have to sing no matter when I'm feeling sad, when I'm blue. There's sometimes, man, I ain't got a dime in my pocket or I'm feeling sad. And somebody be like, man, can you come and sing at my mother's service? Or I know that I have to go because singing isn't just about me. The singing part isn't about me. It's a ministry for me.
Wow.
Like, you know, when somebody tell you that, man, I get this from you when you sing, I have to give that no matter what. And that's how I keep going because I try to at least share the gift what God has given me. I try to share that with people.
Man, you know, I always have to give you props for I Ain't Mad At You because I told you last time we talked, that song, that hook line is probably, I'm going to go out there and say, man, it's got to be in the top five hook lines, right?
Oh, wow.
For a song, wow. I Ain't Mad At You. Everybody knows that I Ain't Mad At You. And the song was such a deep message in that song. Do you want to put out music, you know, looking at today's landscape, do you think we need more message music, man?
Well, you know, that's what even when I came from around that road, like, movement, it may have not been a message that other people, everybody agreed with because we've seen the fight that even when Death Row was doing the music that they were doing, you know, a lot of people fought that music, but a lot of that music spoke to the hood, that it spoke to people. And that's the same thing for me, man. My music speak to the people, man. Like, I'm singing about the stuff that I've been through or stuff that I've seen before.
Yeah.
So I think that that's more important than anything because every door that's closed, like, I've been to those doors. I've been to a lot of doors that's been closed in front of me, and I just continue to try to show up on those steps, show up on those front steps, show up at that door, and if they don't let me in, sing on the porch.
Right. Man, this is a proud moment, man, because I didn't expect I didn't expect this to happen, this Grammy nomination consideration for
me.
You know. So we know we were just talking on the phone and we're excited to talk to each other because you know, of your pedigree, your background, and you weren't expecting this. When you got the Grammy nomination information, what did you say to yourself?
I was in the grocery store getting some French fries for the restaurant.
Right.
And I got the call, and you know, as I wasn't even up to the registry yet, by the time I got up to the register, I'm like in tears.
Mm.
And I go to this store all the time, and there's the guy asked me, he said, man, you all right? And, you know, so I'm already in, like, you know, it's you would have thought that I won a Grammy.
Wow.
When I got that call. So just to be in the lineup to even be thought about, you know what I mean? Especially when you felt like I felt, you know what I mean? That, you know, I haven't had that opportunity or, you know what I mean? I've always wanted to do it. And to get that opportunity to be in the lineup with the word Grammy in the sentence, I just appreciate that moment. I'm so appreciative of that moment. And like, wow, like I'm still wild. Like if you ever wanted to see me when I was 16, 17 years old, that probably would have been a moment at that grocery store. I felt like a little kid.
One word to describe that feeling.
Man, I know I keep saying that word, but grateful.
Mm.
Grateful. That's all I can say, like grateful. Like, you know what I mean? Like do I want to win a Grammy? Absolutely. Who didn't? I dreamed of winning a Grammy since I've been young. But I feel like, as I said, that I've won it already because they're counting me in at this moment. So, you know, it's not even a letdown if I don't make the nominee thing. I know that there's a possibility for me to be in the lineup with so many other great artists that I just have to keep continuing to work and give songs that I have that opportunity. There's always time for me to win a Grammy and any other award if I can get my feet where I've always tried to get them. And I hope that this opportunity with this record, where people hear the record and hear me sing, like people know me for the hook, you know, that lasts about a minute. I can't wait to sing songs to them and do 30, 45 minute shows.
So from 16 to 44, dreams do come true. This is a lesson to never Absolutely. Give up hope, brother.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? 16, 17 years old, and here it is. You know, my kids are much older than me. And I'm now in a position, like, hopefully, to do things that I've always dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing bigger than that. Nothing bigger than that.
Wow. Let's talk about Kanye West for a minute. Like, what are your contemporaries? I know you know Kanye, and you dealt with him in circles. What do you think is going on with that brother right now?
I think Kanye is an incredible artist. And you know, he's proven the work that he's done, the stuff that he hasn't run. I think everybody has their own opinion about different things. Certain things that he speak on, I wouldn't speak on.
Yeah.
Just because of so many things. But I say things in interviews, and I really don't care. I'm a maverick. I don't care what people think
right.
or how they feel. You know what I mean? I try not to hurt people in what they're saying. So anything that's hurtful that's being said from Kanye, I definitely don't stand with. I definitely don't agree with. I don't agree with any of those things. But, you know, everybody knows who Kanye is, and they know his movement. They know how he moves. I'm not surprised at all.
Right. Let's talk about your daily work ethic, man. What do you do? Do you take time out for certain hours to write music?
I'm always singing, so I feel like I'm always rehearsing. Mm. Writing, as far as writing is concerned, I don't do much writing daily. You know, songs come to my mind, I may do a little note in my telephone or something like that. But I'm always, like, preparing to do shows and things like that. A lot of things have changed lately. You know, some of the old habits that I've been doing or the old things to prepare, those things are changing because, you know, I look forward to hitting some bigger stages. I look forward to getting out there and doing the work. So these next few weeks, there's going to be hard rehearsals and things like that to prepare for future moments.
That's right. So you might be preparing for a future moment to perform at the Grammys next year.
Yes,
wouldn't that be something?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Hey, even if they just let me announce something, I'll be fine.
Man, that's crazy, man. They should do something for you, man, because you are an historic figure in music because of your relationship with Tupac, and Tupac was really your friend. You know?
Yeah, man.
Y'all, wow. Y'all brothers were close, right?
Huh?
Y'all were close.
Yes, for sure. Yes, absolutely, man. To get an opportunity to, you know, to work with a dude like that, man, I just didn't know what he was gonna be, you know, being a kid and all of that. Who wouldn't have wanted? Everybody say, I wish I would have known. I'm grateful for that.
Wow, that I mean, you gotta consider doing a documentary on your life.
Yes, man. So, you know, more information can be found out. I have a book called Stranded on Death Row. It's available on Barnes and Noble. And Amazon, and I've been speaking with some people about a documentary for it. So I look forward to doing all these things that's coming up, man. It's like I feel like I'm 15, 16 years old all over again getting opportunities, but this time I know a little better. I understand the business. And you know, so many things are given with this internet thing that's going on, the social media. You know, I want to take advantage of all of those moments, and especially the platform and your platform. I appreciate it. And the platforms are set for it, man. I look forward to getting on them and do the work and do what needs to be done. You know, I am from the old school. I remember people getting out there and singing on the back roads and singing in places where, you know, some people wouldn't sing. I can't wait for those moments. I'm willing to go all those places to make sure people hear this music.
Well, you're going to get your chance, brother, because you're on your way again, man. So congratulations to you again, Danny Boy.
I received that.
Man, and of course, you're doing well with your restaurant in Chicago. Old Danny yes. Boys. You know, I'm coming to Chicago the first weekend in November, man.
So I got to come by and see me, man.
I definitely got to come by and see you.
Please come by and see me, man. I look forward to seeing you. As you said, Old Danny Boys, the west side of Chicago. I can come get a Tupac burger. I'm going to need a bacon thing. Bernie macaroni. Don't matter. Come get it.
All right. That sounds good. But Danny Boy.
Yes, sir.
Much continued success, man. Love you, man. And
love you too, brother. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to come down there, man. I'll be there soon.
All right, then, Danny Boy, y'all. Congratulations to you, Grammy nominated for Best R&B Performance. This is incredible story.
Yes,
the comeback story of the century, right here.
Yeah. This song is for dancing. This song is for singing.
again. This song is for making, good love to you, love to you, love to you.
Oh yeah, buddy, I can't wait.
Go ahead, Daddy Boy, y'all. Thank you, man.
Thank you. God bless you, man.
God bless you, brother.
You're listening to the BJ Murphy Show.
This is Danny Boy's latest record. We just got through talking with him, and he's considered for a Grammy for this record. It's called This Song. Danny Boy, congratulations. It's the BJ Murphy Radio Show.
This song is for you. Down the boulevard by we're holding hands, being happy like we used to be. Oh yeah. Then I'ma pull up at the store, go get you a roll, get your favorite game. You know it's gonna be all good. Oh yeah, babe. And if you don't mind, baby, I wanna make you smile all night, babe, while we listen to this song that I made for you. And this song is for dancing, this song is for singing, this song is for making good love to you. And this song is for moving, and you know it's meant for grooving, girl. This song is for making some real good love to you, love to you, love to you. Yeah. All night. Can we just relax, go kick it in the park, romancing in the dark, let the stars be our light. Oh yeah, baby. Then I'ma tell you everything I know your body wanna hear. So baby, listen closely to me. It's all good. Oh yeah, good. And if you don't mind, baby, I wanna make you smile all night, babe. While we listen to this song I made for you. This song is for dancing. Making good love to you. This song is for moving. This song is for grooving. This song is for making some real good love to you. Love to you. Love to you.
Give Up On Your Dreams. He was signed to Def Row at the age of 16, and now at the age of 44, he's a Grammy nominated artist. You know, he didn't release any songs on Death Row, so this is beautiful, man. This is just a story, a testimony of hope and never giving up on your dreams. Danny Boy, right here on the BJ Murphy Radio Show.